Welcome to the Profiles in Mission podcast series about volunteering for Christ-centered mission, brought to you by the American Baptist Home Mission Societies of American Baptist Churches, USA. I'm Patricia Osborne Randolph, and today I'm talking with Denise Gratzel, who provides volunteer services for the ABC of New Jersey region as the New Jersey Disaster Coordinator. Welcome, Denise.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
What inspired you to become a volunteer?
Well, I think, first of all, it's in your heart. You know, I think I've always been a volunteer, whether it's for church service, work weeks, different things. But what inspired me the most is after Superstorm Sandy, Hurricane Sandy, happened on October 29th, 2012. I was kind of thrown into it because our shore town, our small shore town, was hit very hard by that storm.
It's like the Katrina storm.
Sure.
What does it mean to you to be a volunteer for American Baptist Home Mission Societies?
It means everything to me. God had always put on my heart, I feel, to be like a missionary. And I say like a missionary because I haven't been a seasoned missionary, but God always puts missionary opportunities in my life. So when this opportunity came along to be the disaster response coordinator through ABHMS, it just was like an answer to prayer. And it told me that this is one more confirmation of me living within God's will for my life.
Share an experience you had as a volunteer for American Baptist Home Mission Society.
Well, I would love to. I could share, oh my gosh, I have so many of those God moments where he just meets you. Where if we show up, he shows up. We all know that there's no coincidences. And when you put yourself at the right place, then things can happen. But I will share a particular story of the year after, I guess it would have been 2013, we had, every summer we were doing work weeks. I had a team of maybe 64 volunteers, and there were about two teams of eight. I took to work with a partner in Bricktown, New Jersey, through the VRC, the Visitation Relief Center. They didn't have other groups that wanted to do this, other volunteers, and I said, well, we can do it. It's, you know, sure, I'll send the teams out. And there was actually a roof that had floated down the river. It had landed on a reserved part of land that was protected so that it was like actually on an island in the middle of the river. And it was all somebody's contents of their attic. It was like the storm just took their roof and lifted the attic and everything in it and dropped it on this island. So we were out by pontoon boat, and the teams went out. It was an extremely hot day, and we worried about, you know, bugs, dehydration, you know, what you're going to encounter coming up on the house, on this roof, and the whole one side of it was taken out. And the spirit of this family and searching through their contents, it was very, very sad for me, but at the same time, I felt like we were on this mission to be able to retrieve whatever positive that we could. And we actually, you know, you hear stories of finding family members' books or Bibles or things like that, and we did actually retrieve a couple toys and some photo albums that were pretty much destroyed, but we also found a Bible, and it was presented to the homeowner by her father, who had since passed away. And I remember turning around, there was this beautiful mirror that was not broken. It was completely intact, and it had this beautiful frame around it that was not so nicely intact. But I remember standing in front of it, and I could see my reflection in the front of the mirror. And I took a picture, and it was like the reflection of just that I was supposed to be at that place at that time. So we wound up taking that mirror back as well, and it had been in the family for a while. So there are many, many stories like that, but that's just one. But, you know, we all put ourselves in situations where we carry out the Lord's work, and we just know that if we're in the right spirit and everything comes together, then the blessings flow.
It's a blessing that God has put you in that position to be able to help people that are going through such hardships and tragedies.
And I tell my volunteers, you know, we just have to show up. God makes the appointment time, and God has always shown up when I show up. But this particular job through ABHMS, the blessings of every day. A work week will be every single day we come together at dinner. So we really bring the Lord to our job sites. I do want to mention Dr. Lee Spitzer, because we ran a disaster relief center at our church 12 weeks after Hurricane Sandy. That's really how I got started and got the call, was disaster person in New Jersey within the region through working those 8 to 12 hour days at that relief center at our church. I do want to thank him for spending time with me and actually giving me that chance.
Tell me one sentence that may inspire others to provide volunteer services for American Baptist Home Mission Society.
If you want to grow and you want to stretch and you want to be tested, you have to take that first step. Don't let your fear stop you. You know, we know that if we go out on a limb, that a lot of times that's where the fruit is. And if you're not willing to step out, almost in a sense, say, okay, God, literally empty yourself and have an opportunity, you will not grow as a person.
Thank you, Denise, for sharing your story.
Well, I want to thank you guys. I mean, truthfully, without our partnership, I wouldn't be able to serve the Lord the way I do.
If you would like to become a volunteer with the American Baptist Home Mission Society's Volunteer Mobilization Ministries, click on the Ministries link at the top of the ABHMS website and search for the link under the Healing Communities list. You have been listening to the American Baptist Home Mission Society's Profiles and Mission podcast series. The quote to end this podcast is by Helen Keller. I long to accomplish a great and noble task, but my chief duty is to accomplish small tasks as if they were great and noble. I am Patricia Osborne Randolph, wishing everyone listening blessings and peace.